Hey, so
I can't even imagine what you spent.
It's fine.
We have the TVs
I'd
up
be stressed.
On ESPN, and they started with the whole Cooper Flagg thing, his debut. Yeah. But seeing our guy Derek Queen kind of balling out in the highlights.
Well, I'd be interested
Finished with 13 points, had a behind-the-back assist. Looked very comfortable. I think hit 5 out of 9 shots.
Who ended up picking him up? Who ended up picking him up?
He's on the Pelicans.
The Pellies. Okay.
He'll be playing with Zion Williamson.
If Zion ever plays. yeah, I like that.
Did you watch the Cooper Flagg? Did you, you watch it from like the get-go, the intro?
No, I watched it, I mean, I don't know, second quarter. I took a shower. Then I watched some of the third and the end of the game.
Look, he didn't shoot particularly great. I think he finished
fine.
5 for 21 from the field.
He was
His
fine.
Coach talked about him making winning plays.
Oh, he made a
million plays. He had a block shot.
He made a million plays.
He filled up the box score with, I think maybe only ended up with 6 rebounds and 4 assists. That might be reversing
it. Was his debut.
Dude, but he was fine. He just missed shots. He's bringing the ball up. He's doing everything.
The block shot at the end was nice. And then he got the key assist on the game winner.
But I will say this. Like, he's going to be fine. And Bronny's gotten better to an extent, right? He's definitely looks more comfortable. And I think that at the end of the day, you know, because of his connections and everything, he could play 10 years as some sort of like, you know, 8th or 9th, 10th man, right, on a team. Like, he's athletic enough. He can get his way. He's too nonchalant for me now. He's just too nonchalant. He just bugs me.
I just think offensively, his game is limited.
Yeah,
a lot because of his size.
Of course,
right. And there are smaller guys who are successful, but
all of that's true. But he could fake his way through a career as a role player because he's athletic enough, and you know he's just kind of cruising like everybody else now. He could see he feels more comfortable, but he's just too nonchalant. And you compare his like sort of intensity on the court to like Cooper, it's not. I mean, it's not even close. You know.
Well, the last possession was a terrible shot.
Oh,
why did he didn't try and get around that guy and get in the lane, maybe dish it?
The whole last possession was
fouled.
A joke.
I mean, he took like a 35-footer, had no shot.
Yeah. But it is summer league.
Yeah, it's true.
It is summer.
We're
going to
see the Wizards in action today for the first time. So you get your first look at Trey Johnson. Get to see the guys who had good rookie seasons last year, and Sar and Bub and Keyshawn, and you know, see if that Riley kid's any good and.
AJ Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, remind me when it's on. I'll try to watch it while I'm up in New York.
I'll tell you exactly when it's on. They play tonight. There's like 5 or 6 games, but they play tonight at 9 o'clock.
Tonight at 9 o'clock?
Prime time.
Yep.
They want the Wizards in prime time.
I could do that because I'm just going to be sitting in some crappy hotel.
How many different arenas do they use out there? 2? I guess the Thomas and Mack and the Cox.
Which one's the Cox? Which arena is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's where Cox University of Nevada plays. I don't know. I assume UNLV plays in Thomas and Mack, and then Nevada. Does Nevada play in Cox?
I don't know.
Or the way they show
where is Nevada? Where is University of Nevada? That's not near Vegas, is it?
I don't